السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. علماء اکرام، respected brothers or sisters listening over receivers and all listening over channel Islam and Radio Ansar. This is the second session of this program of the 29th night of this Ramadan, of the odd nights of the last 10. This is the last. There will be no other odd night in this month of Ramadan. And we don't know whether we will see the next one or not. Only Allah Ta'ala knows whether we will be living to see the next Ramadan, or we will be in some Qabristan. So therefore we make the best of this last of the odd nights, which is the 29th night. After Taraweeh, or in the Taraweeh itself, we had the Khatam of the Quran Sharif. We completed here on tonight. And then we also completed the Quran Sharif that was being recited after the Asr Salat daily. So two khatams of the Quran Sharif, and then we had a wudwa. Now we will have one Naat Sharif to light up the fire of Rabi alayhi salatu wasalam's love in our hearts. No person can be a true mu'min without the love and ishq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. اگر نہ صلی اعلی ہو زباں پر، کیا اثر ہوگا آہو فغاں میں. اگر نہ صلی اعلی ہو زباں پر، کیا اثر ہوگا آہو فغاں میں. شرط توحید کامل یہی ہے، آپ کا عشق ہو قلب و جاں میں. گر نہ صلی اعلی ہو زباں پر، کیا اثر ہوگا آہو فغاں میں. شرط توحید کامل یہی ہے، آپ کا عشق ہو قلب و جاں میں. If there's going to be no salli ala, meaning that if we don't have the ishq and muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then there will be no effect even in our du'as and supplications before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Ishq of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam is conditional for the muhabbat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And ishq of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam demands obedience. There must be obedience. Without obedience to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there's no ishq, no matter how much of claim we may make. To make a claim is easy, a few words are required to make a bold claim and a loud claim. But the ishq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam demands obedience to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Whatever he loved, we must love. What he hated, we hate. Shart-e tawheed kamil yehi hai. آپ کا عشق ہو قلب و جان میں. تو لا الہ الا illallah is incomplete until the person believes in the Risalat and the Prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to believe that he was Khatamun Nabiyyin Rahmatul Lil Alameen. If a person does not accept Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's Risalat and Nubuwwat as being final, then too he is not a believer in Allah Ta'ala. Finality of the Prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is shart, it is condition. So we'll have a Naat Sharif, and then inshallah some zikrullah and dua in the second session. As I mentioned the 27th night also, that there are lots of issues that can be discussed and should be discussed. Namaz, roza, zakat, hajj, nikah, talaq, buying, selling, the world at large, Palestine, Bosnia, Kashmir, Iraq, Afghanistan, Somalia, Sudan, China, different parts of the world. The Ummah is everywhere, in every corner of the world. So all these things should be discussed, and they can be discussed. But these nights of Ramadan, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam secluded himself in the masjid. He went into i'tikaf. And look at all the books of Hadith Sharif. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam engaged himself in ibadat, in zikr, in tilawat, in dua. Red Polo NP651, blocking a private driveway, please remove immediately. Red Polo NP651, please go and remove your car immediately. Jab zubaan par Muhammad ka naam aa gaya, doston zindagi ka payam aa gaya. Jab zubaan par Muhammad ka naam aa gaya, doston zindagi ka payam aa gaya. By the car that we announced, if the person is still sitting, please go and remove the car. What was the number? NP651. See if he's in the basement of Osukana side or somewhere. Jab zuba par Muhammad ka naam aa gaya, doston zindagi ka payam aa gaya. Jab zuban par Muhammad ka naam aa gaya, doston zindagi ka payam aa gaya. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Jab zuban par Muhammad ka naam aa gaya, doston zindagi ka payam aa gaya. The coming of the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on our tongues is not only the coming of a name. There's a whole message in that. There's a whole pagham in that. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when we take his name, then there's a message of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is in that name. That what did he call towards? Look at the society of Madina Sharif, society in Makkah Sharif, before Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's coming, before Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam invited them towards the deen of Islam, towards the Quran Sharif, towards Allah Ta'ala's oneness and greatness, towards belief in the day of judgment, life after death, accountability. Before he came and invited them towards all these things, what was their life? Nothing but looting, murdering, killing, raping. There was no discipline of any kind. There was no security of any kind. Although people were in human form, but their actions were worse than that of even animals. Because animals, they are not mukallaf. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala did not give them that kind of intelligence. And Allah ta'ala will not call them to account. But here they were human beings. But burying daughters alive, can anybody imagine that? Why? Because you feeling ashamed. What will people say? Well, your wife gave birth to a daughter. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave those women folk and gave those daughters such respect, such dignity. And he said, the person in whose home first a daughter is born, that house is blessed with barakat, when it's the first one is a daughter. Now the way one side they were burying those daughters out of shame, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is giving them dignity. Those who had no rights in anything, they were treated as doormats. No share in inheritance. As far as marriages were concerned also, there was nothing but just chaos and disorder in society. If we have to just read those incidents of how they used to just take wives, it shocks us. Now Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came amongst them, and look at the beautiful society after that of Madina Sharif. Every person became caring for the other. There was no question of looting, cheating, deceiving. There was no need for a police force. Every person himself was his own police, because he realized that my Allah is watching. That's all. Huwa ma'akum aynama kuntum. Alam ya'lam bi anna Allah yara. Do they not know that Allah Ta'ala is watching? That's all. Jo karta hai tu chup ke ahle jahan se. Koi dekhta hai tujhe aasman se. When you do anything hiding from people, sinful things, evil actions, then the person knows that somebody is watching from above. And then look at that society. Look at the transformation that came. In one battle, a person was crying out, Al-Atash, Al-Atash, thirst, thirst. So the person who was carrying that water, he had some water, so he went to give him that water. Now, it was not his own brother, it was not his own father, it was not his own uncle, nothing. But he went to give him the water. Just then he heard a call from another person who was also dying because of the wounds and injury that he had suffered in that battle. So he was shouting, Al-Atash, Al-Atash. So now this person says, take the water and give it to him. When he goes to him, another call was heard from where? He says, take the water and give it to him. He says, take the water and give it to him. Now by the time he came back to the first one, he passed away, the other one passed away, the third one passed. Now this kind of akhlaq. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala now becomes a khalifa. At night he is going around to see if anybody in difficulty, in pain, in suffering, any traveler that has come and hasn't got food and accommodation or his any other kind of problem. And one time when he hears a little bit of some cry from the tent, or some groans from the tent. It's a long story, all this. I'm not going into that discussion. So then he realizes that somebody is in there whose wife is going to give birth and there's nobody to help her and assist her. So he goes home and sends his wife. And after the woman has given birth, then when the says, now give glad tiding to the Amirul Mu'mineen that she gave birth. Then she came to know this was Amirul Mu'mineen. Now what kind of akhlaq came into their lives? Every person was caring now of the other's property. Everybody's dignity, respect, honor was taken care of. No more people enjoyed any kind of scandals and spread of rumors and lies and nothing. All those who were in human form vicious animals now had become such pious and righteous people that history cannot produce anything of that kind. So this taking of the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there is a pagham with it, there's a message with it, that we have to develop those qualities in us of caring, of sharing, of piety, of taqwa, of shukr, gratitude to Allah Ta'ala, zuhud and qanaat, contentment, satisfaction. We have to develop that nisbat with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, that connection with Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And we have to be guides for mankind. We have to teach them what Islam is. At present, when a person is accepting Islam after his research and studies, not very much by our akhlaq and character. So then, He says, I wish to become a Muslim, but then we know what that but means. But that Muslim, he is with me in the discourse, in the cinemas, in the theatres. He is also part of my gang who is engaging in drugs and drinks and vices and evils. I don't see him praying 5 times a day. So we have to tell him, now you must accept the kind of Islam that you find in the books. Whereas Islam was supposed to be in our lives. Everybody was supposed to see Islam. There was no question of forcing a person to practice Islam. The person used to look forward to good deeds and good actions. Here sometimes we do certain things also, then in our heart it comes that I am doing some great deed and great action. It's not natural. If it had been natural, then the person wouldn't have been bragging about it. Thing is that we do some good deed, but then we truly think that I have done something great in my life. A Muslim was in search of good deeds all the time. Unlike us, that we are in search of haram, in search of evil, in search of adultery, fornication, discos, cinemas, rave clubs, porn sites on the internet. We go searching for all these things. Whereas a Muslim was searching for khidmat and service to the poor, the needy, the destitute. He used to go in search of salat, of zakat, of ibadat, of charities. Ibadat, tilawat. Now this is what was his enjoyment. Service to mankind. So zubaan par Muhammad ka naam aa gaya, dosto zindagi ka payam aa gaya. Life will come, true life will come, if we adopt the message of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in our lives. Then we'll get hayat, we'll get true life in our hearts. At present our hearts are dead. As you heard many times, Khaja Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayhi, when they told him that our hearts have gone to sleep, he says, no, if the hearts had gone to sleep, then you shake the sleeping person up, he gets up. But say our hearts have gone dead. That so much of Quran Sharif, so much of Nasihat, so much of Hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, so much of waaz and so much of speeches and so much of programs, then why is it that we are not getting up? So he says, our hearts are dead. Jab zubaan par Muhammad ka naam aa gaya, dosto zindagi ka payam aa gaya. Jab zubaan par Muhammad ka naam aa gaya, dosto zindagi ka payam aa gaya. Aa gaya anbiya ka imam aa gaya, aa gaya anbiya ka imam aa gaya, leke faizane daro salam aa gaya. Aa gaya anbiya ka imam aa gaya, leke faizane daro salam aa gaya. Jab zubaan par Muhammad ka naam aa gaya, dosto zindagi ka payam aa gaya. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He became the imam of all the anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Miraj incident, we all know. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was made to make the imamat of all the anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Showing that if we really want success, if we want happiness, we want contentment, we want peace in our lives, we want some kind of sukoon, and we want the world to enjoy the ni'mats and the bounties of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala without that fear of bomb blasts and all other kinds of problems that we are facing. So then we have to adopt this message of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave that message to mankind, and those who adopted it wherever they were, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave them such beautiful life. Because in it there's nothing but fulfillment of the rights of people, and the rights which Allah ta'ala himself gave. Because when we are going to think up of rights, then whilst we may be talking about human rights, but we will be violating those human rights more than anyone else. And then we will use our own intellect to try and understand what are the rights of people. Then sometimes we will give them the rights which are not their rights. The victims will then be suffering. The victims, they will be suffering. We will not balance. We will go to extremes. Now look at the governments of the world. On the one hand, now they are giving, they say, rights to the children, to the parents, to everybody else. Now look at some of those rights that they have given. Allah Ta'ala hasn't given the right that we can choose any faith that we wish to. Has He given us that right? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam did not give us that right, that we can allow our children to choose any faith, any religion, any kind of culture. They have given us rights. They have given the children rights. They have given everybody rights. The wife's rights, the husband's rights, everybody's rights. Now when those people fulfill those rights which Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam had informed us of, then there was peace, there was harmony, there was unity. Everybody was one body and one soul. But when we started violating those rights which Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave, then discord, disunity, friction, fragmentation, and everything that we are seeing around in the world, in the Muslim countries of the world, everywhere what we are seeing, the major cause of that is that we are demanding our rights but not fulfilling the rights of others. And we haven't given the world that peyagam and that message of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, in which everything was covered. We all say it's the most beautiful deen, and we have the perfect code for guidance. This is the Quran Sharif. And we have the perfect Nabi, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So then where is the problem? The problem is in practice, that it is all on our tongues, but when it comes to our actions, then we don't see it. We don't even have our identities many a times. Jab zubaan par Muhammad ka naam a gaya, dosto zindagi ka payam a gaya, a gaya ambiya ka imam a gaya, leke faizan daro salam a gaya. Tere dar par jo khairul anam a gaya, tere dar par jo khairul anam a gaya, uske haathon mein irfaan ka jaam a gaya. Tere dar par jo khairul anam a gaya, uske haathon mein irfaan ka jaam a gaya. Jab zubaan par Muhammad ka naam a gaya, dosto zindagi ka payam a gaya. Now you have to give translation or meaning. We can make whole vows on each of these couplets, but there's no time for all that. We will. Pa gaya haasle zindagi, pa gaya haasle zindagi, dar pe aqa ke jis dam ghulam a gaya. Pa gaya haasle zindagi, dar pe aqa ke jis dam ghulam a gaya. This I explained in some other poet, Naat Sharif also. Sukune jahan tum kahan dhoondte ho, sukune jahan hai nizam-e-madina, سکون جہاں تم کہاں ڈھونڈتے ہو، سکون جہاں ہے نظام مدینہ، ہو آزاد اختر غم دو جہاں سے، ہو آزاد اختر غم دو جہاں سے، جو ہو جائے دل سے غلام مدینہ. I explained that what we see with our eyes is that when a person becomes a slave, then he is chained up, his rights are gone, the person is beaten up. We're talking about the days when there was slavery. The masters used to beat them up, chain them, tie them, whip them, deprive them of even the basic needs of a human being. They were treated like animals, no rights at all. Islam came and gave them rights for so many things. Islam encouraged the freedom of slaves, etc. So he says that that is slavery, that the person, when he is a slave, then he is suffering. But if we become the slaves of Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wasallam, become the slaves of Madina Sharif, then we will get true freedom. The pain and suffering of both the worlds, our grief, our sorrow, our problems and everything else will vanish when we become slaves of Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam and his deen and sharia and the Quran. Therefore Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah alayhi says that if you tie me with 200 chains also, I will break those chains and I'll free myself. But one chain I want you to tie me with, and very, very firmly and strongly, is the chain of the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tie me up strongly in that chain. Because when the person is going to be tied in that chain of muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala, then Allah Ta'ala will be his, everything will work in his favor. He will enjoy sukoon in his heart. That restlessness will go. At present, just show me one person after watching those porn sites and in adultery and fornication and all the other sins, if he's a Muslim and a mu'min, then after indulgence in those sins, show me one person that he has enjoyed sukoon. And he has said, now it is sufficient and now I'm enjoying peace and tranquility and serenity and joy. It brings nothing but restlessness, anxieties and worries and problems. The person has to increase the dosage of those drugs until finally he ends up in an asylum or the person takes his life. That is what it brings. And if we are going to tie ourselves in this chain of the muhabbat of Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then it will bring peace in the hearts, tranquility, sukoon, such kind of joy, such kind of sweetness. There is a sweetness in it. And Allah Ta'ala gives it to the believers. But provided the believers are believers in the true sense of the word. Otherwise there's sweetness in iman, sweetness in yaqeen, sweetness in tawakkul and trust in Allah Ta'ala. Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah alayhi says, the fragrance of Allah Ta'ala's muhabbat and love, when it comes into my heart, the vocabularies of the languages of the world fail to give it a description of that sweet, fragrant smell. So there must be something that they are talking about. And it's not a fantasy world. It's a reality that they are talking about. So you say, Ho azad akhtar ghamedo jahas. And until when? Until our dying day. It's not the question of 2 days, 3 days. I've said many times that if a person has to tell his beloved, for how many days must I love you? 2 days or 3 days or 10 days? What will that beloved say? What is true love? For a couple days? True love is that the person says that until my dying day. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says the same thing. وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. Until death comes, keep worshipping Allah Ta'ala. And in this worship they will get enjoyment then if they are true servants of Allah Ta'ala. The fish enjoys the depth of the water. It tries to remain deep down in the water. That fish which does not love water is not fish. Have we seen any fish that does not love water or does not like to remain in water? The fish says, no, there's a lot of attraction in the outside world, so let me go and see all the buildings and everything in the outside. Look at those fish which come onto the surface of the water, our sardines, when they are running. Then people are grabbing them with their hands and with their hats and with their sardis and with the kurtas and with their topis and anything they can get, they grab the sardines and run. Why? Because they came away on the surface. The heat of the sun got them there. So the fish that is deep down in the ocean is protected and saved. The person will have to make a real effort to go and catch that fish. So the Muslim and the believer also, he likes to live deep down in the ocean of Allah Ta'ala's marifat and yaqeen and muhabbat. Then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala also protects the person. He enjoys sukoon in there. So that is the pregham of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So the person, pa gaya haasale zindagi dar pe aqa ke jis dam ghulam a gaya. The moment we submit ourselves as slaves to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then we will find real joy in our lives. Life will come. The person who is obedient to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, I have repeatedly mentioned this because we have a large number of young people attending this program, that you will never become bored. It's not a question of you will become bored. What must we do now? And we'll become abnormal. There's no question of being abnormal. Can anybody say, na'uzubillah, that Rasul-e-Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and his companions were abnormal? They ruled over more than 2/3 of the then known world, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu's time. And where were they when? China, Spain, yeah, they everywhere came to Africa and which part of the world they went. And in so many countries, wherever they went, they changed the language, changed the culture, changed everything. People accepted it and they changed. So were they abnormal people? So the person who is obeying Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not an abnormal person. But the problem is this, that majority of us in the society are living an abnormal life. So if a person tries to live a normal life, a normal Muslim life, then we find him abnormal. It's just like if in some village or some place, if everybody cut their noses, that was fashion. See, if there's a fashion, everybody cuts his nose. Now if one person with the nose goes into that village, they'll say there's one abnormal person came. So that's our condition.
Tere dar par jo khairul anam a gaya, uske haathon mein irfa ka jaam a gaya, pa gaya haasle zindagi dar pe aqa ke jis dam ghulam a gaya, jab zubaan par muhammad ka naam a gaya, dosto zindagi ka payam a gaya, zulm rukhsat hua adl qaim hua, zulm rukhsat hua adl qaim hua, ishq ke haath mein intizam a gaya, zulm rukhsat hua adl qaim hua, ishq ke haath mein intizam a gaya, jab zubaan par muhammad ka naam a gaya, dosto zindagi ka payam a gaya. Look at the justice that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's coming brought to the world. Those people who were unjust, unfair, there was no question of being equitable and fair in dealings. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, look at the kind of justice that he implemented. On one occasion, some Fatima had committed a theft, but she was from a noble family, high status family. So the people came to plead to him that we must not give out that punishment, cutting of the hand. So he said that even if it was Fatima bint Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if Fatima, daughter of Muhammad, had to do that, he said, I'll do the same. And then look at his justice. So many incidents, the books of history are filled. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, there was no person more just and fair than him. Then look at his Khulafa-i Rashideen. Look at the justice in their lives. I was just discussing that in the morning bayans. Look at the justice. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala is Amirul Mu'mineen. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala is Amirul Mu'mineen. But if anybody made any kind of claim, they themselves went to the court, as that incident which is very, very famous, that his helmet or his shield was found in the cup, in the possession of some Jewish person. So Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala could have demanded it and said, this belongs to me and I'm taking it by force because I'm the Amirul Mu'mineen. But he too goes to Qazi Shuri. Now that Qazi and judge also, look at how fair. He tells Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala that bring witness, bring evidence to prove that this belongs to you. So he says, my son Hussein radiallahu ta'ala and my servant, slave Qunbar. So Hazrat Qazi Shurey, he says that the evidence of the son is not accepted in favor of the father. That was his ruling. And he said even the slave's evidence is not accepted. So Ali radiallahu ta'ala said, but Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Sayyida Shabab Ahli Jannah, that is one of the leaders of the youth in Jannat. He said, yes, but that is regarding Jannat. But our government is on earth. So here you've got to bring witnesses. So Ali radiallahu ta'ala said, well then, forget about it. Leave the sword with him or the shield with him. As soon as the person saw this, he said, La ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. If this is what Islam teaches, then what problem do I have in accepting Islam? So it was these type of things that brought people into the fold of Islam. They were caring, sharing, loving, just, fair. No injustice of any kind. Look at the abuse of wives and children and families. Or from the children's side, the abuse of parents. Or sometimes the wives abusing the husbands. Across the board, as I always say. Then we say there's no peace, no happiness, no unity, disunity. How is there going to be unity? Because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's Nabi alayhi salallahu alayhi wa sallam informed us that the dua of three people is never rejected. The person who is fasting until he opens his fast, the sultan or the ruler who is just and adil, and the person upon whom injustice has been done, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala raises that person's dua, the person whose injustice has been done, when he prays. Allah Ta'ala accepts that dua, raises it above the clouds, opens the doors of heaven for it and says, I swear in by my honor, لَأَنْصُرَنَّكَ وَلَوْ بَعْدَ حِينٍ, I will definitely assist you even though it may be after some time. Look at all the injustices of the apartheid time. Then what happened? Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will bring somebody else and they will overtake. In all the countries of the world also where there was injustice, oppression, tyranny, suppression, a little bit of time it takes. But then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala turns the tables. But the difference is that if those people who have taken over, if they are not just after that, then the same thing happens to them. That there will be another force that will overtake them. And they will tyrannize, they will oppress and they will suppress them. Unless there is a just government that comes into existence. So therefore he says, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's coming brought justice to the world. Adla qayim huwa. Zulm rukhsat hua, injustice disappeared, vanished. And adl qaim hua, ishq ke haath mein intizam a gaya. Aap ki madha insaan kya kar sake? Aap ki madha insaan kya kar sake? Arsh se jab durood o salam a gaya, aap ki madh insaan kya kar sake, arsh se jab durood o salam a gaya. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allah Ta'ala is sending, His angels are sending salat and salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when Allah Ta'ala is sending, if we are not going to send, will it cause any harm to Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam? Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam is not in need of our durood and salam. we are in need of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam accepting our durood and salam. We are in need of that, that he accepts this hadiyah of durood sharif and salam that we send. Where can man really praise Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has praised him. Can anybody give more praises than what Allah ta'ala has praised? And can anybody do justice to the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam? لا يمكن الثناء كما كان حقه بعد خدا بزرگ تو یہ قصہ مختصر. No one can do justice to praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam after Allah, he is the greatest, finish. We can't understand what's his position. نبی کی شان خدا سے پوچھو, خدا کی شان نبی سے پوچھو. آپ کی مدح انسان کیا کر سکے, عرش سے جب درود و سلام آ گیا, جب زبان پر محمد کا نام آ گیا, دوستو زندگی کا پیام آ گیا, دور ظلمت ہوئی دل منور ہوا, دور ظلمت ہوئی دل منور ہوا, جب مدینے میں ماہ تمام آ گیا, دور ظلمت ہوئی دل منور ہوا, جب مدینے میں ماہ تمام آ گیا. نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام came, the darkness disappeared from مدینہ شریف. The Sahaba say that when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made hijrat and he left Makkah Sharif, it seemed as if darkness came there. And when he entered Madina Sharif, it seemed like everything was lit up. And the day Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam passed away, he said, before we had even dusted our hands, we felt that some kind of darkness came. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, where can we do justice to his praises? There's a peyam, there's a message. And that is what we have to adopt in our lives. Not just speeches, speeches and speeches. How long are we going to give speeches? When are we going to make amal on those speeches? Dur zulmat hui dil munawwar huwa, jab madine mein maah tamam aa gaya, teri barkat se aayi سید المرسلین, تیری برکت سے آئی سید المرسلین, صبح روشن ہوئی کیف شام آ گیا, جب زبان پر محمد کا نام آ گیا, دوستو زندگی کا پیام آ گیا, میں جہاں نعت احمد سنانے لگا, میں جہاں نعت احمد سنانے لگا, عاشقوں کا وہی ازدحام آ گیا, میں جہاں نعت احمد سنانے لگا, عاشقوں کا وہی اس دہام آ گیا. Where I started singing the Naat Sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the ushaq and the lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam started gathering like moths around a candle. That's how they start gathering. Naat Sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is also an ibadat. Hassan bin Sabit radiallahu ta'ala, Nabi alayhi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, used to put him on mimbar. The kuffar used to criticize, mock, ridicule in poetry Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the munafiqeen. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to put Hazrat Hassan bin Sabit, and he used to sing Naat Sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. So he said, میں جہاں نعت احمد سنانے لگا, عاشقوں کا وہیں ازدحام آ گیا, قلب روشن ہوا روح رقصا ہوئی, قلب روشن ہوا روح رقصا ہوئی, لب پہ احمد کا شیری کلام آ گیا, قلب روشن ہوا روح رقصا ہوئی لب احمد کا شیری کلام آ گیا.
See, my soul started enjoying a kefir, ecstasy, dance, because Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's beautiful, sweet words came on his tongue. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must give us true love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And true love, there is no such thing as few days. It is until the person's dying day. The person has to just go on and on. And if he's a true lover, then he will look forward to all those things that increase that love. Doing those things that are pleasing to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The person will enjoy it. Istilzazu ta'at. He will get enjoyment in the ta'at, just as at present we get enjoyment in sins. Because we haven't tasted the sweetness of the mango, that's why we are enjoying the sour mango. As I mentioned this afternoon, that if a person is eating a sour mango and we're going to tell him, it's sour, throw it away, it's sour, throw it away. Or he's eating a grape and it is sour and we tell him, throw it away, throw it away. He's not going to throw it away. All we have to do is, because he's going to say, looks like you are jealous. Why am I eating this mango? Not giving you, that's why you're jealous. You want me to throw it away. But if we give the person a sweet mango, a sweet grape, and say, taste this. And when he tastes it, then we give him a whole bunch of it. So then the person doesn't have to require a speech after that, that he must throw away the sour one. Now that is the state of affairs, that at present people are enjoying sins. They are in cinemas, discos, rave clubs, drugs, adultery, fornication, porn sites, everything. Now we are telling them, give it up, give it up, give it up. They're not going to give it up because they're finding an enjoyment in it. Even though it is haram enjoyment, but they're getting some kind of enjoyment. And we do not have anything with us that will make them feel that we are enjoying the sweetness of our amal. We ourselves, we deep down in our hearts, there's a kind of a sigh and a regret that, hi, I wish I too was there. Many people who are in masajid or wearing the libas of the pious and the righteous, now because of that, there is a restriction that they are ashamed to be seen in those places. But deep down in their heart, many of them are desirous that, I wish I too had been there. I wish I too could have gone and seen all that haram and the filth. I wish I too could have been with that woman of ill repute. Now is that sweetness? So when the other person sees that this man doesn't seem to be enjoying his ibadat, zikr, tilawat, so he will continue in his life of sin. But those who will come round, those people who seem to be enjoying the sukoon in their hearts and enjoying the muhabbat of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are enjoying the sweet grapes and the sweet mangoes, then those people will say that, let us also try it, let us also try it. And when they will try it with sincerity, then you will find changes coming in their lives overnight. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must give us a good understanding of the Quran and the Sunnah. As I said, lots of things can be discussed, but this majlis for the 29th night is to instill in our hearts that love for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we must just go on, and that is how that love will come. Somebody asked one Allah wala that, how can you light up the fire of love in the heart? He says, take your two hands, palms of your two hands, and start rubbing. So he rubbed. He said, now rub more. Again he started rubbing. He said, continue rubbing your palms. As he was rubbing, he said, are you feeling heat now? He said, yes. He said, rub more. Now he says, it's like burning. He said, that is how you love, get love of Allah in your heart. Take His name in abundance. Remember Him in abundance. Keep on rubbing His name on your heart. Read durood and salam on Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Now that is what will create that love. It is not a question of just one, two steps we take, do a little bit of action, just make two rakat namaz. One time in our life we make some tahajjud, or we make few umrahs and tawaf, and then as I say, after that, run to the mirror and see how much of noor came on our face. And ask the others also, some noor came on my face. One poet said very beautifully, and I will conclude on that. عشق کی راہ پر چلنے والوں, عشق کی کوئی منزل نہیں ہے, عشق کی راہ پر چلنے والوں, عشق کی کوئی منزل نہیں ہے, راہ میں تھک کے جو بیٹھ جائے وہ اس سفر کے قابل نہیں ہے, راہ میں تھک کے جو بیٹھ جائے وہ اس سفر کے قابل نہیں ہے. If a person has to go for Hajj, now you say apply for your passport and get your visas and then board the plane and then go there and then stay in the hotel for some time, make your tawaf, your umrah, and then you tell him like, now this coming, Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifa. Now that is what you came for. Now he said, main to thak gaya, I'm tired now. Leave me here now. So can he ever become a haji? He will have to carry on and on. In the path of ishq and love, there is no such thing as you have reached a destination. In the muhabbat of Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, there is no limit. The more the person goes in this path, the more enjoyment he gets. And his life becomes very peaceful, very happy one. This is why I'm repeatedly saying to my young friends that go and find out from those people who gave up all the drinks and drugs and vices and evil, that have they made a mistake? It has brought sukoon in their hearts, peace, tranquility, enjoyment. No fear of any kind after that. I'll be arrested, I'll be caught. My mother mustn't see me, my father mustn't catch me out that I stole his money. My neighbors mustn't see me. Look at the drug addict, the person, if they come for i'tikaf also, they say, must watch out for your cell phones and your pocket monies and everything. There's a druggie in your midst. The other day, they say, somebody's cell phone got stolen in the i'tikaf. So I said, well, just think that the person thought that you are a very pious person, so he stole it thinking it's barkat. For barkat he stole. He'll keep your cell phone for barkat. So look at the disgrace, the embarrassment and the shame. And the person doesn't find any kind of sukoon in his life. And if he is caught, then he catches a good hiding after that. If the person is caught, how many places somebody was caught stealing shoes? Now we shouldn't do that. But do you think the people will wait? The same shoe they'll take and give it to him on his head. If he's got a nice heel, then he'll leave some nice marks on his head too. So there's no peace and happiness in it. Sukoon is in obeying Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then eat, drink, be cheerful, talk, laugh, joke amongst friends, be happy, do the work of deen, assist and help the poor, the needy, read good literature. There's so much of good literature that one can read. And once the person gets a taste of reading, then he doesn't even need a friend after that. So there's so much a person can do. And peaceful, nothing, no fear of any kind after that. That is the invitation that we are giving. That try it out. We go on diet. So many reasons we go on diet. It's the biggest industry in the world today. The biggest gimmicks, all the fads and everything you can think of. How to lose weight. But the people will go on diet. So like that, go on diet from sins for a few days and see what difference it makes inside the heart. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give me, give you, and the ummah the tawfiq of amal. We will make dua now. And then everybody seems to be wanting some zikrullah majlis. So give me another half an hour break, and 45 minutes after that. And then you also go downstairs, some snacks there for you. Then come back. It's about quarter past 11, we'll stop. What will make dua now and stop? And then just about 12 o'clock, then we'll have about a 45 minute zikr majlis. It's the 29th night and we don't know whether it's going to be the last in our life. How many people are gone? How many people? Every day we get message, janaza, janaza, janaza. We don't know whether next year we will be here or not. So at least it will be written there that so and so spent one last 29th night of his in some masjid
and made some zikrullah before he left this world. So we'll start again inshallah in another 45 minutes time. It will be a 45 minute program, and then go and make your tahajjud, or go and have a rest and get up again for sehri, make some tahajjud namaz, some zikr, ibadat, dua. And believe me, Allah Ta'ala's doors of maghfirat and rahmat are wide open. It's just that we can't see it. If Allah Ta'ala had to show it to us, then where is the ilm of, then where we are doing it with yaqeen in Allah Ta'ala? Just close the doors of hellfire, open the doors of Jannah, and he himself is proclaiming this whole night, is there anyone seeking pardon and forgiveness, I may forgive him. Anyone seeking risk and sustenance, I may bless him with it. Anyone seeking this or that, I may give it to him. And all of us have got needs. There's nobody in this world without needs. The richest person has also got needs, and the poorest person has got needs. And all these needs, Allah Ta'ala is the only one who can fulfill. So we must seek from him. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا رحيم يا كريم يا ستار العيوب غفار الذنوب الله او ماي بيلوفد الله او ماي رحيم الله او ماي كريم الله ماي موست فورجيفينج الله موست كومباشنيت موست لافينج موست مرسيفول الله. You dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners who turn towards you with repentance. My beloved Allah, after having made khatams of the Quran Sharif, Ya Allah, now having recited Naad Sharif on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Ya Allah, we beggars are extending our begging bowls before you. You yourself proclaim, is there anyone seeking forgiveness, I may forgive him. Is there anyone seeking sustenance, I may give him sustenance. Is there anyone seeking this or that, that I may grant it to him. Ya Allah, we are seeking from you the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Bless us with the best of this world and the best of the hereafter. Don't call us to account for our evils, my beloved Allah. We have been sinful servants of yours, disobedient. We have used so much of your bounties for your disobedience. You blessed us with sight so that we may see the Kaabatullah Sharif, so that we may see the Rosa Mubarak of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, so that we may read the Quran Sharif, so that we may earn our halal livelihood, so that we may see our parents, so that we may see our children, so we may see our wives, so that we may see our family members, so that we may be able to walk and assist and help the poor, the needy, the destitute. But my beloved Allah, we use so much of our sight for your disobedience. So much of haram on the internet sites, and so much of haram on the television screen. So much of haram in the bazaars and marketplaces we saw with our eyes. My beloved Allah, if there had been another Allah, you would have seized us there and then. But how loving you are, how caring you are, how compassionate and merciful you are. In spite of all our sins, you are still giving us so much to eat and drink. My beloved Allah, so much of our listening was haram. So much of our speech was haram. So much of things we touched with our hands which were haram. Ya Allah, so much places we walked with our feet which were haram for us to go to. So much of food we consumed which was haram. My beloved Allah, so much of drugs and intoxicants we put into our system. Yet, my beloved Allah, you did not seize us there and then. You gave us another opportunity to turn towards you, to seek forgiveness of all the sins that we have committed in our lives. Ah, my beloved Allah, how loving you are, how forgiving you are, how merciful you are. Mere Allah, tere siwa hamara koi khuda nahi. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. My beloved Allah, there is no one for us besides you. We worship you alone, my beloved Allah. Oh, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, most forgiving Allah. Don't cause any kind of embarrassment, shame and disgrace to come upon us in this world, in the Qabr or the Akhirat. Ya Allah, don't allow any kind of shame, disgrace and humiliation to come upon us because of our actions and our deeds. Give us the realization, my beloved Allah, that sins will bring nothing but restlessness, friction, disunity and problems. Nigahe aqriba badli, mizaje dosta badla. Nazar ek unki kya badli ke kul sara jahan badla. My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. Shifa is in your hands, my Allah. We know that sometimes sicknesses and diseases and poverty and other kinds of problems can be a rahmat and a mercy in disguise. You wish to elevate the status of those pious and righteous servants of yours. But we are not in that caliber and that category, my Allah. We are sinful servants of yours. Ya Allah, bless everyone with complete shifa from all ailments, sicknesses and diseases. Whether they're in hospitals, in clinics, in homes or amongst us. My beloved Allah, bless everyone with complete shifa. Spiritually we are sick, our hearts are diseased, the malice, greed, pride, arrogance, envy, jealousy. Apne fazlo karam se mere Allah, hamare quloob ko paak farma. Clean and purify our hearts. Ya Allah, if we have a guest and we ask him to stay in a room in which there are dead cats and rats and there's urine and stool and all kinds of filth, the guest will never ever return to that home. Ya Allah, how can you come into hearts which are filled with so much of malice, greed, pride, arrogance, jealousy, envy, evil passions and desires, and all the haram that we have seen with our eyes, listened with our ears, and spoken with our tongues. Ya Allah, when such kind of dirty pictures are in our hearts, how can your tajalli then come into such hearts? But my beloved Allah, tonight we are pledging that we are not going to return to those sins anymore. Give us the himmat and courage of lions against our nafs, my Allah. Give us the courage to throw out of our lives and homes everything that has caused so much of corruption and fitnas in our lives. Ya Allah, give us the himmat to throw out those drugs and intoxicants, to throw out adultery and fornication, to throw out all those evils that have entered our lives. Ya Allah, make us yours and become ours. Tonight, my Allah, make a decision of khair for us. Aaj raat mere Allah, faisla kar de, make a decision to change our condition, to bring a revolution in our lives, to make us yours and you become ours. Light up the fire of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, love in our hearts. Make it easy for us, my Allah, to do everything pleasing to you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Distance us from everything that is displeasing to you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Put your love and muhabbat into our hearts. Ya Allah, put the hatred of sins into our hearts. Unite the hearts of parents and children, husbands and wives, brothers and sisters, family members and ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is suffering around the globe, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have tried everything else, but we have failed to try the prescription given by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that we must become yours, then you will become ours. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to pray 5 times a day, to fast in Ramadan, to give zakat if due, to go for hajj if farz, to fulfill the rights of all, parents and children, the rights of family members, the rights of husbands, the rights of wives, the rights of every person, Muslim or non-Muslim. Ya Allah, let us be from amongst those that cause no harm and injury and pain and suffering to any person, whether Muslim or non-Muslim, without justification. My beloved Allah, make us of those who care for the poor, the needy, the destitute, the orphans and the widows. Give us the tawfiq to serve mankind with sincerity and ikhlas. Ya Allah, hamara ban ja, hame apna bana le. Koi mujhse puche, main kya mangta hoon, main apne khuda se khuda mangta. Woh ho jaye mera, main ho jaun uska. Yahi raat din mein dua mangta. My Allah, my beloved Allah, give us the sweetness of iman in our hearts. Give us a taste of the sweetness of your love, my Allah, and the sweetness of the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, when the time of our death comes, take us to Madinah Tayyibah, at the Rawza Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah, as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habiballah, as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya khayra khalqillah. Let our souls depart. Bless us with burial in Jannatul Baqi. If it is not there, my Allah, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Let the day of our death be the best of our days. My Allah, hamara banja hame apna bana le. Bless us with barakat in our businesses, in our homes, in our life, in our time, and in everything else. Students who are writing examinations, give them complete success in their examinations. Ya Allah, bless them with discipline. Protect them from the fitnas at the schools and colleges and universities. Ya Allah, make them assets for our communities. Ya Allah, we require people in all professions. But Ya Allah, bless them first with solid iman, solid yaqeen in you. Oh my beloved Allah, Rasul-e Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made du'as for us. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let the winds of hidayat blow throughout the continents. Bless everyone with iman and Islam. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties, the hardship, the pain and the suffering and problem of mankind around the globe. Remove the conditions of drought and famine and floods and AIDS and all other kinds of problems. Ya Allah, let us be role models in society. Make us ambassadors for Islam. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين